House Rules by Half-Eaten Moon, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom deadlock, rating teen and up audiences, no archive warning supply. Relationships, Dulcie Collins / Kath York. Dulcie Collins and Eddie Redcliffe. Recorded for Voice Team 2024. In this version, I am attempting to try and do some accent work. I don't really do accents, so I expect this might go poorly, thus there is a version where I am not trying to do any accents. My apologies to Australia if I fail this completely, which I very well might. You've been forewarned, there's another version you can listen to instead. On her first morning living in Darwin, Dulcie Collins woke to a morning of 30 degrees Celsius, 60% humidity, and Kath's hand clutching her left boob. So one out of three things were like home. She lay in bed a moment, taking in what passed for interior decorating at Eddie Redcliffe's place, and had to admit it wasn't bad. Very homey in a tropical way. Ceiling fan quietly whirring at all times, light linen blinds on the window, a bed that was clean and comfortable if a bit on the soft side. Dulcie and Kath had helped make up the beds when they stumbled in from their flight the previous afternoon, but that was to be expected after Eddie had been away for 2 weeks. Dulcie was just impressed she had a guest bedroom. She'd sort of expected Eddie to live in a 20-year-old's bachelor pad with a cupboard full of two-minute noodles and mold in the corners. Instead, it was clean and full of sunlight, if a bit short on decorations other than the mini framed photos of Eddie standing on her boat holding up fish. Dulcie was not entirely convinced there was going to be coffee, though. When she disentangled herself from Kath's arms and padded into the kitchen, she quite predictably found Eddie up and chugging a can of Monster. Unexpectedly, Eddie was naked. "Ah," Dulcie said, by way of announcing herself, and turned to look studiously at the ceiling. "Good morning." "Morning," Eddie said when she looked over her shoulder. "I'll just come back, will I?" Eddie flung herself backwards onto the couch, her leg slung over the arm and crossed at the ankle. "Why?"
"Because you're naked, detective."
Eddie took another long gulp of her drink and then burped.
"It's my house. I undress when I want to. If you don't like it, feel free to spend today looking for a room to rent."
"That's not... I don't..." Dulcie closed her eyes, rubbing her forehead.
"Look, is there any coffee?" "Might be a tin of instant in the cupboard from the last time I had a bloke stay over. Not doing that again anytime soon."
"Thank the Lord," Dulcie muttered, flinging open the pantry door.
"Didn't stop for milk yesterday, though,"
Eddie added helpfully. Dulcie opened the tin of Nescafe. Then she shook it. The coffee didn't move.
"Okay, so looks like I'm going out for coffee," she said.
She tried very carefully to not look at Eddie and instead glanced past her to the front door, where one of them had left the car keys.
"Oh good, I've got a shopping list," Eddie said.
She pushed herself off the couch and walked to the counter. Then she started writing an actual shopping list, right there in front of Dulcie, giving her a full view of her arse. This was when Kath walked in, rubbing her eyes.
"Sexy, is there any coffee?"
"Ah," said Dulcie, at the same time that Kath noticed Eddie. Kath raised both eyebrows at Dulcie. Dulcie flung her hands in the air and mouthed,
"I don't know."
They were still staring at each other when Eddie straightened up and slapped the shopping list to Dulcie's chest.
"Ta for that, Collins."
"Can you try to have some clothes on when I get back?"
"I told you. It's my house, my rules. I'm not making you get naked. You can deal with it. Anyway, trust me. 3 weeks in Darwin and you won't want to wear clothes anytime you don't have to."
"You are so right," said Kath, pulling her shirt over her head.
"Why should society get to dictate that our bare bodies are unacceptable? Why should we be subject to this tyranny in our own homes?"
Eddie raised her can of Monster in a salute.
"See, Collins, your wife gets it," she said,
and tipped her head back to gulp it in a way that looked frankly
I'm going shopping, Dulcie declared loudly, without looking at either of them. Wait, Sexy, let's find out where to get the good coffee.
There isn't any, Eddie said.
Goodbye, said Dulcie, and slammed the door behind her, leaving them to their newfound sisterhood of nudity. And this was day one. A coffee, she told herself as she strode out to the car. A coffee and Eddie's shopping list. And breakfast, alone, in public, where everyone would be clothed. And then she could figure out what to do next. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening. And hopefully my attempt at an Australian accent has been acceptable, if not good. And I appreciated having Voice Team as a challenge to make me do something a little different. This about 6.5 minutes took me about 2.5 hours to record. So probably accents aren't a thing I'm going to be getting into anytime soon, but it was nice to try something new. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.